Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What is your generation going to be known for?
Oh, man.
How did this start, Kelly?
I heard a song the other day that was something the suntan generation or sunbed generation. And I go, oh, the 80s, Gen X.
Really? That was the first thing you thought of? I guess that makes sense.
Immediately, because I think the guy was singing about his mom or maybe an older lover. I'm not sure.
Tanning bed generation?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sunbeds, tanning beds. Okay, and okay. I immediately thought you guys were the tannest generation as far as like white people go.
Yeah,
you were so tan.
Took advantage before everybody realized how cancery they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely true.
Yeah, it really was. We were kind of the last generation where it was like, hey, let's slather ourselves in things that'll make us burn.
And by the way,
sunscreen, that's stupid. What I need is sun oil.
Yeah, I learned from my 80s babysitter, if I put coconut oil or Afro Sheen on my body, I could tan so much faster because she was a suntan generation gal.
There was a guy that lived at an apartment complex that I lived in Nebraska. That I referred to as the leather man. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he had had an accident and he was just rich beyond his wildest dreams. So he chose to live in a one bedroom apartment. That's weird. They were nice apartments, probably, but they weren't, he never worked, but he would be out by the pool all day long, wearing a bandana, dressed like an 80s Olivia Newton-John Let's Get Physical video.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dark, dark tan, and he was always rubbing on it. He had one of those little metal things that you put underneath, like the foil reflector.
To reflect up on under your chin so you don't get a white spot.
The apartment had a suntan or a tanning bed in it that you could use for like 50 cents. And he was there every day from like 1 until 2. Like everybody just planned around him. I mean, Leatherman, Melanoma Man, that guy was in trouble. He was dedicated.
Exactly. Yeah, there's not much more off-putting than like really sun-damaged skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a teacher like that too that we called Oatmeal and Fire or Oak Tree.
neither of those are great.
No, neither one of them are great. Oak Tree is obvious. They have rough bark. And then Oatmeal and Fire because it looked like somebody had put oatmeal on her face and then lit it on fire because she was so dark, but her skin was so damaged. Mm-hmm. And in high, like, at that
they
time,
put out the fire with a track shoe.
Yeah, I would have exactly. It would have seemed to me at the time she was about 70 years old, but now in hindsight, I realize because I was in school with her daughter, she was a year younger than me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, she was probably like 35, maybe 40 tops.
Yeah,
dang.
But it was so burnt up. I think the 80s, we have a lot of them. We were the generation of cars or television shows featuring cars.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
You were.
If you want to be popular, you had to have a car with a name.
Every television show, Miami Vice, Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider, and then, or other vehicles.
Golden Girls.
Yeah, Golden Girls.
Blanche was a car, let's be honest.
Yeah, like Riptide, Blue Thunder.
Everybody got a ride.
Airwolf. All those shows had like some kind of vehicles. A lot of them had like the car, though.
Yes.
Magnum PI.
Even the Fall Guy had a cool...
Yeah,
a short box pickup.
Yeah, it was badass. Yeah, that GMC pickup, that the tailgate would fly off every time he landed, and then it would be back on as soon as he went to another street.
That was a great add-on. They didn't sell that.
It was so great. And then we were also the generation of having too much fabric in certain places and not enough in others. For instance, do you remember when painter's caps were popular with flaps in the back?
Oh, yeah, because my neck was always catching on fire.
So I still like those. What are you talking about?
So simultaneous.
You have one?
Yeah, I got a corduroy one. Is that not cool?
I don't think you have what I'm describing. I don't think.
I want to see your corduroy flappy hat.
So it was a painter's cap.
Yeah,
not like a trapper hat. Very different. Painter's cap, which was thin and there's nothing to it. And then it would have the little flaps on the back, usually checkers. And then also, like at the same time, I would be wearing a football jersey crop top.
Yes.
That was popular for guys too. I had a Michigan one.
Yes.
It came like, I mean, it was like a girl's crop
top. And it was
top.
With the big holes.
Yeah, you could see everything through it.
Maitland?
Bring back crop tops for men.
For real.
No. Every time I see a guy on my For You page in a crop top, I'm like, yes.
Okay, crop when you top, see short, those shorts, guys, you don't want to see me in Hot Wings and Steve in crop tops.
No, we are past crop top time.
I don't know.
Sure.
I ain't never seen it before. How can I know if I don't ever try?
Let's all pull our shirts up and show them how wrong they are.
Yeah.
Slap my belly. First of all, I'm going to have to become the tanning generation again if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I do feel like y'all's generation was also the beginning of a sneaker generation.
Yes.
Sneakers, because y'all were big. Converse was like 60s, 70s. And then the sneakers really happened in the 80s with the evolution of basketball shoes.
Yes.
And then women's fashion.
Yeah, definitely.
Women were, that was a scrunchy generation to me when I think of 80s women's. Women.
Scrunchy and big hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Leg warmers.
Yes.
Leg warmers, yeah.
And those are all cool and back now, but that's because the 80s.
This text, millennials are the rewinding generation. We're the generation to remember what it was like to have to rewind our movies before we can rewatch them. Or return them to the video store. You are the last gasp of the rewinding generation.
The film generation.
You take a pencil and put it in there and twist it.
Mm-hmm.
What is an audio cassette. Yes.
What is the last generation of Saturday morning cartoons?
I think
probably millennials, right?
Probably millennials, yeah.
But I like Saturday morning cartoons now. It's just different because
now
it's
on
not
all the
a
time.
Designated station. It's something you find and you do.
Yeah, they're just, everything's just available always, you know. I think, once cable really took off, like, everywhere. I mean, people had cable in the 80s, but now it's like you almost have to have it. Or you have streaming services, which, again, everything's on demand.
All the time.
Yeah, kind of once TiVo took off, and then that became like everything's saved and you can watch it when you want.
I think the boomers are TV dinner. They're TV dinner generation. Boomers were so TV dinner. Soup generation. I don't know why. I feel like they were poor or something.
It's true, yeah.
Well, they did have hard times.
Hungry man dinners and chunky soup.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the 70s. Yeah, that would have been more like our parents, like my parents. I mean, I ate that stuff too, but like, I don't think of it as like our generation.
Oh yeah,
TV dinners are like the guys in the early 70s.
Yeah,
with and having the pop up folding table or the TV tray.
The TV tray.
Yeah, the TV dinner and the TV tray.
So much.
Yeah,
I also think that like my parents' generation, the baby boomers, are also the experimental drug generation, because they were the ones that could experiment with it and then tell us about it, and now everybody's kind of not everybody has had that experience, but anybody can figure it out based off of a quick Google, where they figured it out for us. I like that. That was nice. That was probably a fun time.
It was.
A lot of the responses on the app, and Kelly, you posted this on social media too, the people saying the Tide Pod generation. Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah, you dopes eating those?
Let me tell you something about these damn Tide Pods, okay? Maybe a few idiots out there took a bite as a joke just to be like, hee-hee, let's see what this does. And now we call them forbidden gushers, and we lean into the joke. That's it. We're not actually out here eating Tide Pods.
Mm. Don't be ripping there, Gen Z.
I am, because everybody sits there like, you're part of the Tide Pod generation. I'm like, yep, I just eat them all day long. They're delicious. We leaned so hard into the joke. We're trolling you, and we won.
Oh, is that it?
We're the trolling generation. We're the best jokes generation.
Well,
we're
that's
the
not
comedic
true. That's
genius generation.
Not true at all.
Wow.
Yes.
You're the hallucinating generation.
There you go.
Your generation gave us like Dane Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't blame him. No.
And SpongeBob SquarePants. Shut up.
Yeah, we gave you SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You didn't give it to us. Gen X gave you SpongeBob. You watched it.
Yeah, I didn't give you Dane Cook.
No, you watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dane Cook is a Gen Z or Gen X, right?
He is Gen X, but he appealed to the millennials.
Yeah.
Because he was a MySpace.
He was your comedic Tide Pod, and you all ate it.
Yeah,
lustfully.
You ate it right up.
Yeah, well, we gave you Facebook, and look what you're eating now. social medias.
Whatever it tells me to.
We gave you Facebook.
Some AI image.
Zuckerberg. He's a millennial. Zuckerberg.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
Steve's
he's
age.
He's definitely a millennial.
He's an elder millennial.
But hey, you know what? Gen Zers gave us MySpace, or Gen X. I mean, I get you guys confused. I can't keep up with the X and the Z. It makes me so confused.
I know. It would have been easier if they just gave them real names.
You guys remember Y2K?
Yes.
Millennials, we gave you that.
You millennials gave us that.
Look, it
How?
Happened I, during our time frame.
I don't think you
frame.
Did. I don't no. think any millennial was worried about Y2K at all.
I was. Are you kidding me? I was so worried that my dad's little box computer was never going to work again.
The oldest millennial was like 17.
I know. I think I was 13 when it happened.
Yeah. Big concern. Yeah. Daddy's computer won't work.
Those of us actually. With real bank accounts at that time were, I think, probably more worried.
I know. It was amazing. But that's one of the bigger things that happened as far as tech-wise for like a little bit of chaos. And that was definitely during like the millennial generation. But you Gen Xers really went off the rails with that one. You guys were so afraid of 2000.
We were gosh.
But
it was crazy.
Yeah. I've never met a generation more afraid of numbers in my life.
Yeah. It's a little residual from us having to get under our desks to protect ourselves during the Cold War.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, because that nuclear bomb was going to be repelled by
yeah.
that.
Yeah. We grew up learning to be nervous about things.
I think we were nervous generation.
We were worried about bombs and quicksand and all kinds of stupid things that didn't really happen, yeah. but we were told that everything was going to kill us.
Smokey Bear put the entire idea of preventing forest fires on us.
Yeah, for real.
Only me. I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm. Also, look at what fever dreams we had to watch when we were kids, like all the H.R. Puffin stuff and the early McDonald's Lands characters. They were all terrifying.
So yeah. creepy.
Everything was terrifying in the late 70s.
That's why we're so chill now.
And then like my sister came along and got Rainbow Bright. You know, and I got H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah.
And Witchy Poo.
Tommy, what is your generation going to be known for?
Oh, man. Probably.
Not paying attention.
Is anyone more surprised that they're on a radio show than Tommy on this radio show?
Sorry, honestly, I was watching the guy behind you free beer.
You mean the window cleaner?
Yeah.
I mean, in your defense, he does look like a fighter pilot on a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never wave to us.
Tommy's generation is the squirrel generation.
Oh, that's literally the ADHD 100%.
Generation. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say like a short attention span, brain rot mostly, I think was going to be the big one. Just like, yeah, we don't go outside. And when we do, it's just like.
We don't go outside. We're the don't touch grass generation.
100%.
You're the we're offended generation.
What did you just say to me?
Yeah. Yes. Perfect.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.